fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 9th day of February, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer, like Deputy Hendricks, just send me an email. I'd be glad to have you. Therefore, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, work on your physical fitness. Many American men I've known for decades, they take pride in their ability to bench press so many pounds. But the same gentleman who can bench press 200 plus pounds can't run 100 yards or 100 meters in any decent time to save his life. Point being, you need both aerobic strength and anaerobic. Anaerobic strength is the ability to bench press a lot of weight. Aerobic strength is the ability to, well, say, pick up a 50-pound bag of grain 100 times. That's the anaerobic strength. So work on both. You need both. And you'll be very glad you did. Work on your stretching, too. I do my workout every morning. At the moment, I wake up typically about 3:15, 3:30. Very refreshed after about 6.5 hours sleep with the energy cleaner. I do the same stretching that I've been doing since I was a young athlete in high school. Then I do 100 crunches, which is a modified sit-up, and 50 push-ups, and another exercise recommended by my doctor, Dr. Huff. So we're hoping that Chance will call in. If he does, we'll certainly bring him on board, and we'll be discussing the events of the day and how incorporating Simply Clean Foods into your food storage program will help you achieve your goal. Got a special announcement. I got some private privileged information that is disturbing to say the least. And here it is. That the truckers in Canada and what they're doing is being financed by George Soros. The goal of Soros and the communists is to have maximum chaos leading to violence, leading to the conservative Christian patriots in Canada being demonized. I know we have a lot of listeners in Canada, thousands and thousands of listeners in Canada. So my advice is to be aware of people who are advocating violence. If you see them or run across them in your travels, if you're involved with the truckers, especially in Canada, make sure that they're pointed out to everybody else and politely asked to leave if they're encouraging violence or want violence that needs to happen. The same source I have information of is that the American truckers going to Washington, D.C. and other places are being funded by George Soros as well. No shock, no surprise. It's really, quite frankly, it's expected. Same thing for your American truckers and Americans who support them. Be aware of anybody advocating violence. They are not who they pretend to be. They are not conservative Christian Americans. They are not conservative Christian Canadians up in Canada. They are recruited, paid, and trained operatives to create violence. That's who they are. Well, here we are, the second month of the year already, into the second week of the second month. If you're a new listener, I have some news for you. We're in World War III, and we're losing. At the moment, we're losing. I am a Bible-believing Christian, born-again, Bible-believing Christian. I know who wins in the end. On one hand. On the other, there's going to be a lot of grief and a lot of innocent life loss between here and there. I also know that. So, World War III, you say, John Moore? Well, the evidence is all around you. Look at the obituaries for the 9th day of February 2022, the 9th day of February for 2021, the obituaries for 9th day of February 2020 in your community. Well, you don't need to go anywhere else. In your community, look them up. Public record. Count them. That's all you need to do. It's public record. The COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are killing tens of thousands of people. More people will die on this planet the next 11 months, the rest of this year, than have ever died in recorded history, followed probably, unfortunately, by even more the following year, 2023. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm asking you to look it up for yourself. One of our local elected officials made a comment at a meeting in the last 48 hours. Sure, an awful lot of people dying in Crawford County. My friend who reported this to me didn't have the heart to tell this elected official what the reason was. There was some flippant comment made about people dying because of shoveling snow. No, that's not why they're dying. They're dying because of blood clots. They're dying from heart attacks. They're dying from strokes. They're dying from liver failure, other organ failures. The rapidly advancing cancers will be killing tens of thousands of people also. Spontaneous abortions is part of it. Couples, young couples, childbearing age, unable to conceive. They've been made sterile by the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. Now we're past conspiracy theory. We're past pondering. The evidence is all around us. It's in the local newspaper every day, every week. Every day, if you get a daily paper, every week, if you get a weekly paper like I do. It's in the obituaries. Biological warfare is what it's called, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's being waged against us right now on the 9th day of February, 2022. Biological warfare. When the Deagle Report was first made public, what's that been, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? It's been taken offline, but a lot of people saved it, so you can still look at it. Deagle Report, the company that publishes that, it's a private company, and they're paid by their clients to prognosticate about a lot of things, including what the future will be like. People are wondering, when this report came out, how can the United States lose such a huge part of its population? How can that possibly happen? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's happening right now. It is happening right now. And we got a caller and holder, Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Yes, good morning, John, and God bless you. Yes, a couple of things. I love what Mike Adams has been doing with that colloidal silver, like sort of infusing your clothes and sheets and so forth. I think a spray mister would be a lot better to do with it. But the real reason I'm calling right now is yesterday I heard an interview exchange between, I think his name is Doug Thornton, and Dave Hodges. Really, really startling about some sort of mix of hemorrhagic fever, which I guess is Ebola, you're bleeding from everywhere, crossed with smallpox, and that this was patented, and they already got a vaccine back in 2014. And of course, you know, we had those monkeys that were missing and then shot over there in, I guess it was Pennsylvania, like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I don't know. One of the things he had mentioned, well, those monkeys might have, some of them were climbing trees. You know, it all gets out in various ways. But they're calling this like the doomsday. This could be it, that they're about to unleash something like this. So, and the mortality rate, if something like that swept through, especially with people's immune system very down, it's like, oh, my God, what the heck do you do for that? I remember many years ago when Obama banned sending silver to Africa during their little Ebola outbreak over there. I didn't mean to call it little. I'm sure it was terrible at the time. But that might have been around the time that they were doing their experiments over there with this. And colloidal silver was like a cure, which was one of the reasons why Obama banned sending silver over to that region. So I would love what Mike is talking about, and everybody should really make their own or have the ability, God forbid we have to drink this, our own, you know, ditch sort of medicine. But that's the only thing I know to fight this, because the death rate for that, I mean, they mentioned something like 92%, as high as that, if you catch this doomsday thing of hemorrhagic fever crossed with smallpox. Did you hear anything about this?
I've been studying these topics for decades, Patty.
I'm wondering what preventative things or should we have on hand?
There's nothing new about now. The best book I'm aware of, the author is Ken Alibek. It's Alibek. And it looks like the title of the book, is Biohazard. And then the subtitle is The Chilling True Story of the Largest Covert Biological Weapons Program in the World. told from the inside by the man who ran it. Well, Ken Allebeck was a scientist with the Russian biological weapons program, and he defected. I wrote this book. It was published 22 years ago. I read it 22 years ago. Very scary book. And there's nothing new. There's nothing new about biological weapons at
I'm
all.
I'm just thinking what around. Preventative things, if any, I can only think of Colorado Silver.
For most of these biological weapons, it's really heavy doses of antibiotics is what is done.
Right.
And it has to be done. Has to be done within the first 72 hours of being exposed, or it won't work. But what Allebeck does is describe how they create these weapons, these biological weapons. It's a fascinating book.
Yes, sounds it. I'll see if I can find something about it. But now that you mentioned the antibiotics, I've been hearing these stories about they have not made better antibiotics, even though they know there's all these super bugs that these antibiotics we have now don't work.
Right. Right. They don't. It takes heavy doses, and the pharmaceutical companies have stopped researching them because there's no money in it anymore.
Exactly.
And that's pretty much
where
it is.
My goodness. So I think the silver has some antibacterial properties to it, too.
It does. It does.
You know, obviously not alone wouldn't be enough. But I would recommend everybody go look up Mike Adams' Make Your Own Colloidal Silver. Have you seen that?
I've been, I learned how to make colloidal silver 25 years ago or so. It's pretty simple.
Okay. It is so easy, especially with a gallon, like a mason jar. Do it with a gallon. All you need is 3-volt batteries, 2 silver coins, 2 clips. You don't really need the baking soda. You don't really need the bubble machine. But you could see, Mike show you in detail, but you have to look up Mike Adams, How to Make Colloidal Silver. Watch that little video, and then press the Get Access button, because he can't keep that out, you know, without knowing your email address. And then you get the code, and then you could see the real video. But with the video, just minus the baking soda. You don't need it. And you don't really need the bubble machine, the air bubble infused. Just stir it. At least that's worked for me. And then you take the little red pin light, and when you see the line go through, it's done. And you don't want to overdo it, because then the particles are bigger. So the second you see that line go straight through, you're done. I do a gallon. I think it's about 3 hours. With 3 9-volt batteries, it's the simplest thing in the world with an alligator clips.
Yeah, well, there's lots of sources to learn how to make colloidal silver. It's a simple process. It's a simple elementary school science
project. Did I get that right, according to the way you make it?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's very similar, but it's a simple elementary school science project. It's really simple.
Right. For some people, they it sounds like it's much more difficult than it is, and it really isn't. It's so simple.
The average 8-year-old boy or girl could do this. It's very simple.
Yes, and it's fun. It's sort of like a fun project. But you want to keep the coins as far away as possible, so you need that wide mouth top on a glass, and you only want to do this in glass. Is that right?
That's right.
Right.
You don't want
the
metal.
The wider
right.
they are, I guess, maybe the finer or whatever the particles are, you'll get the best action. So that's why like a gallon size mason jar or half gallon, wide mouth.
Okay, Patty, thank you for your call.
Anyway,
we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. At my website at libertyman.com, you'll find exactly what you need to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator, your solar panel controls. Nice bonus. Each piece of equipment, so if you get one each for the two vehicles in your family, one for your house, that's a $50 discount on each one. It's $150 savings on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Okay, looks like our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I can't. I guess I'm pretty well close to that, yeah.
Outstanding. What's on your mind, Charlie?
I'm down here in Florida again, you know.
Was it down to about
another cold night?
Down to about 50 or so?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to comment on Mike Ribeiro yesterday on his show was saying that they've initiated a blackout up there in Canada on these truckers. They've no internet access, no
cell phones.
What do you call it? No phones,
cell phone service,
anything.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're not reporting, so we're not going to get any more reports that are really accurate on what's going on up there.
Well, the truckers will find workarounds. It won't be as instantaneous, but they'll find workarounds to get information out. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I think they want to, Trudeau is really trying to start this thing and make it violent, like you were talking about there. I think they're going to do everything they can to shut this narrative down because they just simply can't let this information get out, a lot of this stuff on this so-called virus, you know?
Right.
Because if it does, people are going to explode, you know, and they're going to really revolt in mass, you know?
Right.
And that's where I'm coming from on this. That also, I wanted to reiterate about that. There's like three videos on Stu Peters that I think all are worth watching. I don't really have the names of them all, but one of them had to do with that guy I was talking about yesterday that, you know, and then the other two have to do with basically the same thing, but they're all very important if you watch them all together. I don't know about the thing that you were reporting on about Soros, you know. That makes sense, but what I got a question about that is because didn't they blocked that funding, didn't they, on that Spotify or whatever it was from going to the truckers?
GoFundMe, yeah. GoFundMe is refunding
GoFundMe,
all the money.
Yeah, GoFundMe,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, I think if Soros was doing that, that funding wouldn't have gotten blocked. But I'm not going to question your sources on this because I don't know who they are or anything. But it does make sense, too, on the other side, you know. So I think that and this hemorrhagic fever thing, we got to remember what Gates said, right? You know, he said that the next one, he said that they won't be laughing at the next one that comes down the pike. Remember?
Right.
The next outbreak, right?
Right.
Are you aware of that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that he might be right. I mean, I've been pooing this COVID thing from day one, as you well know, but I think that maybe the second one coming, if it's really going to be that's a serious biological threat. I mean, you know, and it could very well be true. So I would definitely recommend that people do like that first caller said and try to boost your immune system the best you can. And, you know, I didn't know about those monkeys, but that seems strange, too.
When you first exposed to this, Patty in Florida, this is all new to her. Those of us who've been I've been aware of this for more than 20 years when I first, of course, even going back to the Army, but when I read Allibeck's book, which was published in 2000, it gave me a real in-depth knowledge of this. So it's no shock or surprise to me. These biological weapons have been around for decades. There's nothing new about it at all. Nothing at all new about it, Charlie.
All righty. Well, that's really all I wanted to say.
Okay.
For this thing about the electronic stuff.
Okay. You know? Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it. We have a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yeah, if you haven't been there for a while, there's a lot of new things. A nice photograph of me on my beautiful Kawasaki Nomad Cruiser, 750-pound motorcycle with a 1,600cc engine. And I do private consultations. I really look forward to helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, receive the information they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. We have a new real estate listing on my website, a beautiful property here in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, affordable for most families, and beautiful home. Looks like it could be in Better Homes and Gardens, quite frankly, beautiful photographs, and we're going to have another one listed soon. And so it's a lot of work to get all these photographs downloaded, but my webmaster, Tim Spencer, is diligently working on that. Talked to Tom Berhill last night. He's promising a nice size delivery of energy clearance is coming Friday. I've got 11 back orders pending right now, so they'll all be caught up and shipped out. And for all you existing energy cleaner owners, and there's many, many hundreds of you, you really need to check out the Micro Plush throws. They're beautiful, soft, cozy, and comfortable and warm. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included. This is only the third week I've offered them, and I'm already, pretty much sold out. I got another delivery coming one day next week. They come in two colors, gray and taupe. And for you real men out there who only have eight colors like myself, taupe is light brown. But the gray has been the big seller. So all that's at my website. If you want to check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads, the Micro Plus throws, you can do that at my website. You can place your order there using PayPal, real handy. You can send me a check. My address is right there. And my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I can see why people like Patty, when they first come to understand what biological warfare is, that it's scary. Of course it's scary. You know, once you know it and understand it, the fear subsides. I no longer have any fear of biological warfare. I know how to mitigate. It's very large doses of antibiotics early on, the first 24 hours ideally. Every 24 hours after that, the chances of beating it go down dramatically. So read Allebeck's book and learn how to mitigate, and you'll be very glad you did. It'll give you some peace of mind. It's pretty simple and easy to do. So World War III, the Deagle Report. The Deagle Report is at the moment on track to being accurate, unfortunately. United States of America losing half its population or more. That didn't seem possible or likely at all 26 months ago, 27 months ago, before this Chinese flu hit us. The Chinese flu, the COVID-19 coronavirus, you may not know this, but the common cold is a coronavirus. Scientists, pharmaceutical companies for decades have attempted to make a vaccine for the common cold, coronavirus. Every attempt, and there's been dozens, possibly hundreds of attempts, has failed. It failed at the following point. They all failed at the following point when they came to do the animal testing. Why? Because all the animals died. That's why. A court in France has denied an insurance, life insurance payout to the family of a man who voluntarily took the COVID-19 vaccination and died. The judge said the following. First of all, the vaccine is experimental, which of course it is. Second of all, the risk of dying is public knowledge, which it is. The man who took the COVID-19 vaccination had access, whether he did it or not, access it. He had access to information that the COVID-19 vaccination is experimental and that it kills people. Therefore, the judge ruled that the man voluntarily committed suicide. Now that's France. The French judicial system is different than ours, a lot different. Where the French system, the judge also acts as a prosecutor. It's a very unusual system. The Catholic Church makes use of the same system, by the way. It's an old, centuries-old system. I don't particularly care for it, but that's what they do. Could the same thing happen here in the States? Well, I don't know. We do have the same situation. Public information that the vaccine, well, first of all, the vaccine is not a vaccine. If you took the alleged vaccine before the 1st of September 2021, it couldn't be called legally. Could not be called a vaccine because it wasn't. They changed the definition the 1st of September. So now it can legally be called a vaccine as public record. It's also public record that it's experimental. It is not. I repeat, none of the COVID-19 vaccinations are FDA approved. Not a single one. None of them. Therefore, it's experimental. Public record. It's also public record that many, we're now into more than 20,000 people officially have died directly from the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. How many more have died that's not being credited to the clot shot? Hundreds of thousands. My local newspaper in Steelville, Missouri, the Steelville Star, published once a week in the middle of the week, every week. I've been getting that paper now for about 18 years. Typically, one page of obituaries, typically, every week. Maybe a couple on the second page. Now it's pretty much every week, two full pages. I haven't looked at, there's another, the same company publishes two more newspapers, one in Q, Missouri, the other one in St. James. I haven't been reviewing those. Maybe I should look at their obituaries also. But the reports I'm getting from people in the business, the funeral home business, not just in my county, but other counties, and you've heard some of these reports. Anywhere from a 40% increase in funerals to a 200%+ increase in funerals. Mostly beginning the third quarter of last year, July, August, September, the third quarter of last year. I'm not aware of the fourth quarter numbers being released yet. If they may have already been released, and I'm not aware of it, but they should be released any day. The third quarter statistics for people that died the fourth quarter 2021. Of course it's going to be up. Of course it's going to be higher. Don't anguish over things that you first find out, like Patty in Florida. Patty, I understand your concern. I understand your fear. This is brand new to you. It's nothing brand new about this. This has been around for decades. Allebeck made the point that second world and third world countries look at biological weapons as the poor man's nukes. That's how they look at them, as a weapon that they can afford to have and will get. Poor man's nuclear weapons. Of course they're scary. Once you study them, once you learn them, once you learn how to mitigate, they become a lot less scary. They do. No, I'm not going to do your homework for you. I'll give out the title of the book again. Don't send me emails. John, what was the title of that book? Listen carefully. Biohazard. You got it? Biohazard by Ken Allebeck. Alibek. Alpha, Lima, India, Bravo, Echo, Kilo, Allebeck. That's an anglicized version of his name, which has got about five or six syllables. The goal of the Russian biological weapons program was to create a transmissible version of anthrax, a communicable version of anthrax. That was the goal. That's what they were working on for decades. When Allebeck defected, they had not yet developed it. Have they done it now? I don't know. I simply don't know. We had a tragedy with our military that went to Desert Storm. Was that 20-something years ago? Of all the NATO forces, though, I like to compare the Germans and the Americans. The German forces, the American forces had relatively the same conditions. But almost all the Americans who were in Desert Storm were either sick or dead. I've talked to some who didn't get sick. They have to get a blood test once a month. The Germans didn't get sick. They didn't get the anthrax vaccination. The Americans did. So in many investigations, and that's my expertise, is conducting investigations, you look at two things: what's the same and what's different. That's what you do in many investigations, not all, but many. So look at the forces who went to Desert Storm. The German forces and the American forces, both Caucasians for the most part, both working under the same conditions, living under the same conditions, exposed to the same exposures. Who got sick and who didn't? The Americans got sick and the Germans didn't. Who got the anthrax vaccination? The Americans did, the Germans didn't. Another bonus for the Americans that were there, horrible birth defects, children born to these soldiers, horrible, horrible birth defects. So we're in World War III, and we're losing. I know that the top generals in Russia and China are paying very close attention to what's going on here in the States, monitoring especially the military, monitoring how our guys and gals are doing, how many are getting sick, how many are disabled, how many are being discharged from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Affects police forces too. LA County Sheriff's Department has 10,000 deputized officers. 40%, 4,000 are about to be fired. They can barely function with the 10,000 they got. They won't be able to function effectively at all once they lose 4,000 of their deputized men and women. No, and it'll get so bad that I would see a lot of men and women resign because it'll just be too damn dangerous. How many double shifts can you work before you're so tired and exhausted you can't work anymore? Sure, the occasional double shift is no big deal for a healthy young man, healthy young woman. You can't do it continuously, though. You can't. Not possible. The sleep deprivation will eventually catch up with you. I don't care how young, how smart, how tough you are, sleep deprivation will eventually catch up with you. So this is all being monitored by the top generals in Russia and in China. And when we are sufficiently weak in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, the police, the firemen, the paramedics, all the first responders in every category, that's when they'll make their move. That would be the smart thing to do. As resilient as Americans are, we can bounce back relatively quick. Relatively. The longer this goes, the longer it'll take to bounce back. Of course, that's what I mean by bounce back. I mean rebuild the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Rebuild our police, fire, paramedics, deputy sheriffs, firemen, paramedics, all those. The longer it goes, the longer it's going to take to rebuild all these services. The time to strike is when we're at our weakest and before there's any opportunity to rebuild. That's the time to strike. We'll have Professor McCanny with us at the top of the hour. And hour three, we'll have Jeff Nyquist. And this is really his expertise. It has been for 36 years. It's become his life's work, is to understand, research, comprehend, and write and speak about the international communist conspiracy. We're in the end game. I recall as a boy, my mother took me to the Baptist church we went to at the time. They had an audio presentation one evening. It was a person who did a presentation about communism. And I sat there. I was in junior high school. And I sat there listening intently in this darkened audio room, listening to this audio presentation, this person talking about communism. I'm glad my mother took me. Thank you, Mom. It was a real heads up about the true nature of communists, how they operate, how evil and how violent they are, how they're willing to do anything to achieve their goals, and I mean anything. That's their record. Estimates vary wildly about how many tens of millions of people communists have murdered the last century or so. In China, on the low end, 50 million. In Russia, on the low end, 20 million. Those are low numbers. Keep in mind, low numbers. It's a lot of bodies. But Vladimir Putin is quite happy with his wealth, his position as leader of Russia. His personal wealth is probably in excess of $1 billion. He occupies the same space that was occupied by the Tsar of Russia, those palaces, those highly ornate, beautiful palaces that the Tsar has built over a couple of centuries. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, got a request for this book. It looks like there's two different editions here. The one that Ken Allebeck wrote, the original one, it looks like it's available, but very expensive. Simple one-word title, Biohazard by Ken Allebeck, Alibek, Alpha, Lima, India, Bravo, Echo, Kilo. There's another edition written by Stephen Handelman, a similar book, but let's see if... Okay. Apparently, it was made using the work of Allebeck, and this has a similar title, Biohazard, the chilling true story of the largest covert biological weapons program in the world, told from the inside by the man who ran it. That was published in 1999 by Stephen Handelman. Let's see. Look this up again. Allebeck, the original book, which is the one that I like. Actually, it's kind of funny. It's popping up with the same. Okay. It looks like Allebeck helped write this book also. So this is the more recent one. Paperback available on Amazon from $1.93 used. Hardcover available also on Amazon. Kindle version, $13. So that's the one you want. Biohazard by Ken Allebeck. Published in April of 2000. Large doses of antibiotics given very early. Once, if you have one of these biological weapon diseases and you don't get really fast treatment, preferably the first 24 hours, you're probably going to die. You're going to bleed out. Your organs are going to melt, and you'll bleed out and die. That's what happens. It's pretty horrible, similar to Ebola, of course. But like I said a moment ago, once you educate yourself, once you understand how to mitigate, and you get your hands on the antibiotics, which are simple to do and cheap, the antibiotics sold at the farm supply stores are the exact same thing that are sold for human beings. They just have different packaging. That's all they are. That's all they are. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McCanny. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.